USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will nominate Deputy Energy Secretary Dan Brulette as the new Secretary of Energy. Trump tweeted that Brulette's experience in the energy sector is unparalleled. President Trump also thanked outgoing Energy Secretary Rick Perry, who plans to exit at the end of the year. Also at the White House on Friday, President Trump talking to reporters about a possible trade deal with China.
We're working with China very well. We've done, subject to getting it signed, and I think it will get signed quite easily, hopefully by the summit in Chile, where President Xi and I will both be.
The president says he hopes to have a trade deal done with China within the month. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 255 points to close the week at 26,770. The S&P lost 11 to close at 29,86. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump is satisfied with the ceasefire in northern Syria. Talking with reporters at the White House, the president says tough sanctions could still be imposed if Turkey resumes attacks in northern Syria.
But we're doing a very, very significant amount of great work. We'll see if it works. It's very fragile. It's been fragile for years.
Despite calls for it to do so, including from former news host Megyn Kelly, NBC says it will not reopen its investigation of Matt Lauer. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more.
The former Today Show host was fired in 2017 after sexual misconduct allegations. Now a new book from Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Ronan Farrow has brought up questions about how NBC handled the incident. The book claims that disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein threatened to expose Lauer if NBC did not quash Farrow's own reporting on Weinstein's sexual misconduct.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Healthcare is and should be a bipartisan issue. All during the month of October, I'm going to be exploring what can be done to fix our broken healthcare system. I've had a chance to sit down and chat with Dr. Marty McCary. He's author of a new book titled The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. Now, Dr. McCary is a professor of health policy at Johns Hopkins University, and he's also a surgeon. One of the first things I cover with Dr. McCary is how when you go into an emergency room, doctor's office, or hospital for that matter, you never know what the prices are, what you're paying. Dr. McCary has a few things you can do to protect yourself so you're not left with a big bill and a surprise once you get home.
Patients need to shop based on value. That's quality and pricing information. But right now they're flying blind and they're getting hammered with these surprise bills. So there's a lot of stuff people can do to ask about pricing, to negotiate their bills, to proofread their line item bills, to insist on honest pricing. And so we're seeing this new movement now to say, hey, people want and deserve a price. We're going to give them a price. We're going to make it in a way people can understand. And proxy shoppers are using these prices now to create a whole new market. There's websites like MD Save where you can go and price shop and also see basic quality information.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.